Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where OP kills his girlfriend's father. Will I be the butthole if I break up with my girlfriend when her dad died because of me? I'm a 20-year-old guy, and my girlfriend is 19. Her dad was my godfather. When I was 8, I really wanted this brand new toy that my parents wouldn't buy for me. They said it was too expensive. He drove to the mall to go buy it for me, and he was killed in a car accident on the way back. I started dating my girlfriend last year. I thought that she was the one for me. Funny, kind, and someone who I have common interests with. She made me feel really special. But then she cheated on me with another guy. When I told her that I'm ending it, she just mumbled, "My dad is Jesus. My dad is dead because of you, and now you're leaving me?" And it just really rattled me. I don't know what to do about it right now. She said that I should be decent enough to give her a second time after the pain that I caused her family. Would I be the butthole for ending our relationship? Yo, this relationship is screwed up. Does this woman actually, genuinely, truly blame you for her dad's death? Because if so, why the hell is she dating you? It almost makes me wonder if she believes that. Is she dating you expressly so that she can cheat on you and break your heart? Like, is this some kind of twisted revenge? Or does she not genuinely believe that and she's just using her dead dad and the guilt that would cause you to manipulate you into getting what she wants, which is forgiveness after she cheated? Which is a whole different kind of screwed up. So either way you slice it, this woman's got problems, dude. This woman's got issues. You gotta run. You gotta sprint. Usain Bolt, 100-yard dash to the nearest exit, my dude. She is either psychopathic and is intentionally trying to ruin your life in revenge, or she is the worst type of lying, manipulator, scumbag, cheater imaginable. Mopey, you get a rock solid 0 out of 5 buttholes. To be clear, my friend, I don't know why I have to say this, but I'll say it anyways. An 8-year-old asking someone to buy them a toy does not make them responsible for someone's death. It's just an accident, dude. It's just an accident. I'm giving this woman, yo, if this is revenge, gosh, what's fair here? If she's dating OP and cheating on him and then manipulating him just to get back at him for
blaming him for the dad's death, I think that's got to be 5 out of 5 buttholes. That's really crazy. That's like super villain. If she's merely a lying, manipulating cheater, then she just gets 4 out of 5 buttholes. This is really bad. This is awful. Am I the butthole for eating the food my father-in-law served me and ruining my boyfriend and I's holiday? For context, I'm a 41-year-old male and I'm a white American. My boyfriend, who's 38, is Moroccan and half black. His parents disliked me from the moment that we met. We've been together for 2 years, and he lives in America. The incident in question took place a few days ago. This is only my second time meeting his parents. His mother's been relatively quiet, but it's obvious that she feels the same as his father, who's on an all-out warpath. They think that I'm a typical, useless American party boy and not good enough for their son, who's an all-around goody-two-shoes. They're both wealthy government employees who think that they're contributing a lot to the world, unlike me. Now, it's important to note that I'm also wealthy, self-made, and high-ranking in my career. So I am not attempting to get on their gravy train. My boyfriend and I are staying at their home in Morocco. The four of us sat down for dinner cooked by their private chef. Oh, interesting. Everybody got a bowl of some Moroccan food that smelled really good. I noticed that mine looked paler than the others and didn't have as much of a smell. I didn't comment at first, but then his father outright said, as if he was doing me a favor, that he told the chef to put a portion for me aside before she added any of the seasoning, because your palate wouldn't be able to handle the spice well. I have no issues with spicy food. I could tell that my boyfriend was already uncomfortable, and he told his father that I could eat what they're eating. I managed to keep my cool despite being really pissed off and told him in no uncertain terms that I could handle spicy food. So my father-in-law took my food and went back to the kitchen. When he returned, my food was a shade darker than everyone else's. I realized after the first bite that it wasn't just spicy, it was inedible. My boyfriend noticed my reaction and told his father off before telling me to stop eating, but I didn't. I ate the damn food. And I have never in my life eaten anything like it. There must have been an entire bottle of hell in it. The pain. But I persevered, much to my boyfriend's protests. His father simply watched. I was sweating buckets, felt sick, almost had an asthma attack. That's another reason why my boyfriend was angry with me, because I put myself at risk. But still, I ate the whole bowl. Then I left the table victorious, but dying slowly. Fast forward, I've been in bed for 3 days, and I still feel messed up. I may not survive. My boyfriend says that I should have been the bigger person and that there were no winners. That eating that whole bowl was as childish as his father was for serving it, and it only hurt me. He's been taking care of me, but he's also blaming me. I don't think that I was the butthole, even if the last 3 days of our vacation have gone down the drain. Also, OP clarifies in an edit that his boyfriend's parents do know that he's gay, and they've accepted that. Also, OP posted an update. I've apologized, and I'm forgiven. I punished myself enough for my boyfriend's liking, but he agrees that his father is a butthole and he could stand up for me more. I love the comments on this post. Late Magazine says, "You may not think that you're the butthole, but your butthole thinks you're the butthole." And Hopi replies, "We will never be friends again. You're right." Also, Discount Mithril says, "Play shitty games, win shitty prizes." I think my rating's going to be everyone sucks here except for the boyfriend who did try to stick up for you, just probably not enough. Clearly, the boyfriend's parents and OP are equally petty. I'm giving them all 1 out of 5 buttholes except for the boyfriend who gets 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for going to my birthday dinner without my husband when he wasn't ready on time? It was my 40th birthday a few days ago, and we had a reservation for a table at a nice restaurant for 7 p.m. It takes about 20 minutes to drive to the restaurant, so I plan to leave the house at 6:30 to build in time for traffic and picking up my dad. My husband, who's 43, decided to do a bit of work on his car about half an hour before we needed to leave. At 6:30, when the kids and I were waiting by the door, he was still doing it. He hadn't changed and hadn't showered. I told him to quickly get ready, but it got to 6:50 and he still wasn't ready yet, so I decided to just leave without him. He has a habit of always running late when we go out, and he's always the last one to be ready. Normally, I can tolerate it, since it only sets things back by 10 minutes at the most, but my birthday dinner was important to me, and I'd been looking forward to it for weeks. Making us wait for 20 minutes was taking it too far, so I yelled out that we were leaving and left, because I didn't want to lose the table, since we would have arrived at about 7:20 if I waited for him. I called the restaurant to let them know that we would be late, and we luckily still had our table. But my husband didn't show up at the restaurant, and when we got home, he was mad at me. I told him that I was tired of him not respecting my time and always making people wait for him, and that he could have made his own way to the restaurant. My father agreed with my decision to leave without him, but my kids were a little upset that he wasn't there to have dinner with us. So, am I the butthole? Whenever someone mentions working on their car, the first thing that comes to my mind is engine work. So grease and oil and gross stuff that you definitely don't want to bring with you to a nice restaurant. It is possible he was doing cleaner work, like, I don't know, washing his car maybe, but that would still make you gross. Vacuuming the inside, that would make you gross too. Is there any work you can do on a car that doesn't make you dirty? Really weird behavior. The time he decided to go work on the car and get himself all dirty is the time I would have decided, if I were in his shoes, to go take a shower and shave and, you know, put on nice clothes to get ready for the nice dinner. Also, skipping out on your birthday dinner is bad enough, but the big 4-0 stings even more. OP, your husband sounds like a douchebag. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for freezing out my wife after she told people that passionately hugging me does nothing for me? For context, I'm a 56-year-old man and she's a 47-year-old woman. We've been together for 26 years, married for over 20, and we have one child. We always try to make the most of our weekends together, and yesterday was no exception. We had a day out shopping, had food, then met up with acquaintances for a few drinks before heading home. While talking to our acquaintances, the subject got around to relationships and how to keep the flame burning. One of the younger women asked my wife how to keep passionate hugging enjoyable after being with the same person for so long. My wife said, "Oh, I don't know. Passionately hugging OP does nothing for me ever since our child was born." For context, our child is currently 18. There was an awkward silence and people started making excuses to leave. Traveling home, mostly in silence, I asked her if she thought that was an appropriate comment and that I wanted her to apologize. As per usual, she doubled down and blamed me for being too sensitive. Since then, there's been no communication. Then we have an update. She said that she meant penetrative passionate hugging means nothing to her because she's unable to finish that way ever since childbirth. But that is not what she said in public. I knew there was an issue, so we bought tools to help her tighten up, but she never used them. Typically, when we do it, there's a lot of foreplay, oral, and occasionally toy play. That would give her 3 to 4 O's before penetration started. I thought that she enjoyed the intimacy. I don't guilt her into doing this. When we had our child, I waited 10 months before we resumed physical intimacy. She tried to blame the comment on menopause and the few drinks that she had, but I'm not buying it. That's an excuse, not an apology. I'm also not the typical Scotsman. No deep-fried Mars bars for me. I do a physical job, and I run 5K every second day. To be truthful, I'm feeling shock, shame, embarrassment, and emasculated. I can't imagine ever being intimate with her again. OP, I don't even know why she's complaining. You finish her off 3 to 4 times per session? I think that puts you way ahead of the curve. Actually, is there a science on this? Average times or... saying that word. Per... Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. I don't see any data on number of times women finish per session. Only information on what percentage of women are able to finish per session. But I have to imagine, 3 to 4 finishes is not what the typical woman experiences, right? Not what the average gal gets to enjoy. And she complains about that? She complains about 3 to 4 times? What does she expect? 8 to 10? At that point, she's just gonna be sore, man. Regardless, that is a super mean thing to say in mixed company. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving her, 3 out of 5 buttholes? Am I the butthole for expecting my wife to do most of the pool upkeep? Me and my wife are 36 and 35, respectively. We purchased our house 3 years ago. When we were in the market for houses, my wife stated that she explicitly wanted a pool. I didn't really care too much for a pool, but we had a flexible budget, so I guess why not? I requested, though, that if we bought one, she would have to do 80% of the upkeep, if not all of it, and she agreed. Fast forward to now, I've done 90% of the upkeep, and my wife has had an excuse every single time I ask her to help me clean the pool. Or check the alkalinity or pH level of the pool, she's always too tired or she'll do it later. I let it happen the first couple of times, but it's kind of getting frustrating now. But luckily, I have two employees who are extremely helpful. My 7-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter. They're very well paid, no complaints so far. Yesterday, my employees were using their time off to go to school, so I got to cleaning. Technically draining, but it took long enough that it was just about done by the time my wife got back home. By the time that we were heading to bed, I asked her if she could clean it on Saturday or I could help her, but she hit me with, "I'm busy." She does not work on Saturday. I got kind of upset about it and told her that she should be doing 100% of the upkeep anyways, and I'm gonna stop taking care of the pool from now on. She just told me to stop bluffing and went to sleep. Fast forward to this morning, and she doesn't even want to discuss anything pool related or even anything related with me. OP, you're definitely correct. I'm on your side here, you're justified. But speaking as a married man here, I think you're fighting a losing battle. She already tricked you into maintaining the pool for her, so there's no way she's ever going to go back to doing it herself. I think your best bet, OP, is to hire a pool company to do the maintenance for you. If she complains, you're completely justified in shutting it down. So I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife 0.5 out of 5 buttholes for pulling the most obvious bait and switch in the history of marriage. You should have seen it coming, OP. That was r/AmITheButthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.